Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Telephone number if you'd like to join us. We are kicking off the third hour of this live Sunday night edition.
That was quick.
Of Free Talk Live. Yeah, this show goes by way faster than it seems. Like, more frequently than not.
Yeah.
Because there's just, the world is so crazy now. We are living in the dystopia that was only science fiction when I was a child. So anyway, in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's circle back because we were talking about, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, we were talking about the U.S. Treasury Department Secretary warns unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed.
Beatings will continue till morale improves.
Wally Adeyemo, the Biden administration's second highest official in the Treasury Department, appeared to publicly blackmail the still sizable portion of Americans who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 during a Thursday ABC interview, seemingly blaming them for the ongoing shortages of consumer goods. And so this is where the hashtag Empty Shelves Joe comes from. That's apparently trending. Despite viral photos depicting thousands of cargo ships lined up at the Port of Los Angeles ready to unload their goods, Adeyemo claimed that the supply chain issues plaguing so many U.S. retailers are an international issue and will only let up when a sufficient percentage of the country has been vaccinated.
Lies. Lies.
What do they call it when you, like, you know, you create the problem and then also poses the solution to the problem you created?
Government?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I think that's is it the Hegelian dialectic?
Oh.
The problem-reaction-solution?
Okay. Right? Sounds right, but I don't
know. Create the problem, have a reaction, and then propose the solution to the problem that you created?
Yep.
Sounds like Pfizer.
Yeah. Describing the disastrous economic conditions as an economy that's in transition, Adeyemo acknowledged that we are seeing high prices for some of the things that people have to buy. Well, yeah. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
I don't have to buy anything, first of all.
Well, that's true. You don't have to. While he praised the administration's stimulus payments, he also pinned the blame squarely on the unvaccinated.
Here's the problem with those stimulus payments, right? And I've said this from the beginning of the shutdown. You can give out all the free money you want. If you shut down the production side, right, by not letting producers produce and not letting people go to work, you're going to end up with a supply issue, and then you have all that money and nothing to buy, right?
Yeah.
And then that drives up the price. So you have all that money, nothing to buy, and what's left to buy costs more anyway.
Your economic acumen is showing.
Thank you.
Don't just whip that thing out wherever you feel like it. There's a quote here from this guy, and I don't know if it's mentioned elsewhere in the article, but it's really bold. And it says, this guy, Adeyemo, said, "The reality is that the only way we're going to get to a place where we work through this transition is if everyone in America and everyone around the world gets vaccinated."
Lies!
That's my lie detector.
Yeah, my BS DAR was also going off.
You just let people go back to work, make individual choices about their health.
Yeah.
And it may take some time, right, to get out all the production lines ramped back up to speed and all the backlogs and shortages cleared. But it's doable.
The beautiful thing about the human marketplace, and I don't mean like a place where you go to buy humans. I mean like the marketplace as humans exchange goods and services, you know, with each other to improve their lives. The beautiful thing about it is it doesn't require anything to control it.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic in how it works by itself.
And yet the government interjects.
Supply and demand. But the government is like, no, we need to control it in some way, shape, or form. And so
what
they do.
What do they expect everyone to buy with all the stimulus checks if they shut down production?
And then we get this crap.
What good is it? What good is it?
Yeah. While the ABC reporter repeatedly suggested that the country's shortages of toilet paper and other panic buy items could be traced to international supply chain disruptions, a growing number of Americans are demanding answers regarding the weirdly specific nature of certain products missing from store shelves. Some have even voiced doubt concerning whether the shortages are being introduced deliberately, either to gin up hatred against the unvaccinated or keep Americans economically off balance as they grow accustomed to the wild disruptions of the pandemic. Now,
viable theory.
Ginning up hatred against the unvaccinated is all that has been happening since they announced the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in fact, the government went to these companies, supposedly, and said, hey guys, come up with a vaccine real quick.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Operation Warp Speed. It was his idea.
Well, supposedly.
Supposedly.
According to the mainstream,
according to Trump.
Mainstream media and all that kind of thing. So governments went to, you know, supposedly, like, working hand in hand with these companies that have repeatedly lied to people, have repeatedly, you know, marketed things that did harm to people.
Well, would they have even needed the government prodding, though? Because that's their business anyway.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
New disease, let's solve this and make billions.
Right. Now, except these vaccine manufacturers are not in the curing disease business. They're in the disease management business.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because that's all they've done. There's no cure for COVID.
Because a cure equals no more customer.
Yeah.
So if you know, there's no incentive for these companies to cure people, there's all of the incentive to create something that you need to subscribe to and continue paying them on a regular basis.
That is one area where I'm not yet convinced that the free market would solve that.
Subscriptions?
No, like cures.
Right? Oh.
You don't need, you know,
well,
any private business.
Actually, it's you just have to invert the incentives that currently exist.
Okay.
For example, back before government-controlled health care in the way that it does, and it does in every possible frickin' way you can imagine, doctors used to be able to be community-sourced. So, you know, 50 of us could get together and pay a doctor's salary for a year, and then we would all have access to this doctor. And if somebody was, like, a hypochondriac in our group and, like, sort of dominated the doctor's time, the group would then have to either get this guy to contribute more or talk to him and be like, hey, man, you're kind of, you know, other people need to see the doctor. And so it was a self-regulating system in that way. The incentive was that if somebody got ill, the doctor no longer got paid. So it was in the doctor's incentive for him to cure people, to keep people well. As long as the people were well that he contracted with, he would get his money. If the people became ill and the doctor didn't keep them well or do right by them in the medical, you know, science that existed, you know, at these times, then the incentive was there for him to do everything in his power to find a way to cure, make these people more healthy.
Well, yeah. and not even just that. I mean, if you're a good person and you're going into medicine to take care of people because you care about people, wouldn't you not be an evil psychopath that's trying to extort money from everybody and make them sick? I mean, there's so, that too.
Right. I mean, you're talking about local community doctors or new doctors who would then have to go to these big pharmaceutical companies to get the, you know, I'm going to say necessary medicines to treat their patients.
Sure, but the incentive would be corrected.
Maybe at the doctor level. How do you get all those doctors to convince the pharmacy company to switch their incentives to cures rather than...
Well, because the incentive follows the doctors. It's the doctor's incentive to keep the people healthy. Therefore, the doctor isn't going to prescribe something that is only going to manage a disease unless, of course, it's necessary. What I'm saying is it eliminates the unnecessary portions of this, right? Because the incentive is now proper. So then that means that the pharmaceutical companies, if they want to keep marketing their products to these doctors, would have to make sure that that falls in line with the doctor's incentives.
They're going to break the cartel?
That's right. Incentive breaks the cartel.
All right.
You just invert the incentives, Right, right now, doctors' incentives are, hey, if you pimp our drug, we'll kick you down some, you know, cash or whatever. You know, they're getting bribed by these pharmaceutical companies.
Because they have more money than the average consumer.
And the doctor, right? And the doctor wants to make more money, right? So if the incentive is inverted from what it currently is, then everything just sort of, the ship rights itself. The market takes over the way it's supposed to. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and literally could be taken completely offline at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel. Just visit video.freetalklive.com. If you'd like to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com, and then with every video you watch, you'll help to seed and keep it online forever. Again, video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're still talking about this bit from RT.com where the U.S. Treasury Department secretary is basically blackmailing the United States population.
And pitting them against each other.
Pitting them against each other, saying that the only way we're going to solve this crisis of all the cargo ships and containers backed up on both coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast, is if everyone gets vaccinated.
So most of us in this room have had the COVIDs.
I had it, yep.
Mm-hmm. I had it.
I got over it.
Okay, yep. Yeah. So we've got, you know, that good old-fashioned built-in natural immunity.
Yep. Taking my chances with Mother Nature.
Taking my chances.
Risky.
So if we don't get vaccinated, they're going to hold up cargo ships? Like
makes no sense. Because
we're already fine.
The obvious solution to all of this is just, you know, hire some more folk, right? Pay them whatever you got to pay them. And open your ports, you know, more than one shift a day.
Ah, but then consumer prices go up, Captain. You want to pay more?
You know, I mean, the consumer prices are going to go up anyway because of the bottleneck. So then if you want something, right, the demand increases for a thing, the price goes up. We know that's how the market works. Supply and demand.
Right.
If you strangle the supply, the demand goes up, and then the price goes up. And that's on top of the inflation caused by, again, the institution known as government and the Federal Reserve printing billions and billions of dollars, something like 20% of the entire amount of dollars in existence came about in the last couple of years.
So Creepy Joe got, you know, a little bit of a lashing for his, you know, 20 trillion is zero, right? Like that was in the news.
Empty shelves, Joe.
Empty shelves, Joe. Right. And the number, the debt number is so enormous, right, that it's difficult for me to conceptualize it.
Right.
And so it's meaningless to me. Like, I understand inflation. I understand prices are going to go up. I understand dollar, you know, doesn't go as far.
Yeah.
Right? But if they continue to go in debt and they continue to raise the debt ceiling,
mm-hmm,
and they continue to not pay it off, right,
yep,
then doesn't it cost zero? Because they're not going to pay it off.
Well.
It's stuff for free.
I mean, we talked a little bit.
The buck stops somewhere, but it's not anytime soon.
I think last week we talked a little bit about the this thought that gets thrown around every time this debt ceiling thing comes up about them printing like the $1 trillion coin.
Yeah.
You know, and like, okay, we'll just print a coin that says, you know, the entire, and my question is, why don't you just print a coin that's the entire national debt and then like hand that over to the Federal Reserve and
sure,
like, here you go, debt's paid.
I mean, would that change anything?
No, well, probably not.
I can tell you, and this is a bit of a segue off of the topic, but I had brought in another article from FEE that says the U.S. Department's debt or U.S. government's debt to GDP ratio is worse than Greece's before the 2008 crash, and it's about to get much worse.
Yeah.
So I don't know if our listeners remember the 2008. Crash, specifically the one that happened in Greece, hyperinflation, all that kind of thing. the current U.S. situation, the debt-to-GDP ratio, is worse than Greece's was at that time, and it's not going to get any better. So to answer what happens is the empire falls. Once the dollar loses all value, which it's pretty darn close to having done already, it's a matter of time. And once that happens, empire go bye-bye.
And we see it happening now, even just with the state kind of grasping at straws and just kind of trying to, like, take down anybody they can or, you know, just making any effort they can to stay relevant. And it's just not working.
So they don't raise the debt ceiling. They cut back spending and they can turn this around.
Oh, no. No.
It's
no,
impossible
no, no.
at this point. Yeah. They're too far gone.
Yeah. Mathematicians have analyzed this, who are way smarter than I am. Mathematicians have analyzed, you know, the economic situation and all the possible outcomes, and there's no way to turn any of it around. It's mathematically impossible. There's only one way out, and that's financial collapse. It's not a question of if. It's a question of when. Mm-hmm. They continually kick the can down the road, right, by printing more money. That's the only option they have at their disposal at anymore. They can't do anything else. That's the only thing they have.
So get prepared, or hopefully you're old enough to outlive it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, and that's, if you like look at most of the people in the government, I mean, they're old. So I think they're just kind of trying to print all this money and live their lavish lives and then leave everybody else in the dust, basically. They're like, I'm only going to last another 30 years or so.
I don't want to, like, you know, make it sound like everybody's out in the cold when that... No, like, get involved in alternative currencies.
Absolutely.
You should definitely start now.
Doesn't have to, you know, yes, I like cryptocurrency as an alternative currency. I think it's probably the best idea that mankind has had, maybe even ever.
Since sliced bread,
maybe. Yeah. Well, since the dual ledger bookkeeping, right? This is the triple ledger bookkeeping, right? So that's really what blockchain is. Mm-hmm. It's just they added a third dimension, if you will, to the double layered bookkeeping, right? These are layman's terms. I'm not a financial expert, but that's my understanding of how they solved the Byzantine generals' problem, right? Is they just souped up bookkeeping. Okay. Essentially, this ledger, right? And so cryptocurrency is the best invention since the ledger, right? And the ledger revolutionized, if you go and just do a little bit of reading about how the ledger, the dual entry ledger, changed the world, you'll understand why it's so important that cryptocurrency, you know, or why I think cryptocurrency is such an awesome invention, because it's going to do all of that and then more.
Look, accounting was like my worst subject in college. A lot of it didn't make sense.
You know, and you don't have to be, you know, an accountant. You don't have to be a numbers whiz to go and read about how this accounting technique changed humanity.
Okay.
Right? You can just go read about it.
Understood.
Magic rectangle is at your disposal. So, but then there's also goldbacks. That's an alternative currency.
Those are exciting.
I love goldbacks, man. Those things are great. Spendable gold. That, you know, they're, you know, they kind of look like, well, kind of looks like money, really, to tell you.
With a limit on manufacturing?
For now. 603-283-6160. Are you into alternative currencies?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana police investigating a shooting that left one person dead and several others injured at Grambling State University early Sunday morning. It happened at about 1 a.m. During a homecoming event on the campus, one person who was not a student died. Several other people were being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Classes are canceled on Monday. Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson saying on Sunday that if the Biden administration really wants to get people to get the COVID vaccine, mandates are not the way to do it. He says on Meet the Press on NBC, if anything, it's probably working against the administration's efforts.
The whole debate on mandates takes away from the efficacy of the vaccines themselves and our push to increase vaccination rates.
And again, that was on Meet the Press, and this is USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if not enough Americans get vaccinated, there's a possibility of a fifth wave of COVID-19 overspreading America. President Biden's chief medical advisor telling Fox News Sunday about 66 million people eligible to get the shots are still not doing it. Fauci saying the country is running the risk of another wave of the virus, adding it's preventable. The first Bitcoin Futures Exchange Traded Fund, or ETF, in America is set to begin trading this upcoming week, according to an amended filing from ProShares. CNBC says the Bitcoin Strategy ETF had a proposed listing date for Monday, but trading might not begin until later in the week. Although the SEC is not formally approving the Bitcoin futures ETF yet, it is, though, still allowed to be traded for now. Former President Bill Clinton has been released from a Southern California hospital, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
We are here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live. If you're hearing us outside of 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you're likely hearing a rebroadcast. So if you do want to call,
hello from the past,
and take control of the airwaves, please do so between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I have to say that co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, Aria and Conan, are idiots.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to prove it on October 19th, which is 2 days from now.
Okay.
On Freer Talk Live,
oh,
which is the after show to Free Talk Live. What they're going to do is they're going to be eating progressively hot peppers up to and including the Carolina Reaper, the hottest pepper in the world, while discussing stuff.
Nice.
What they will be attempting to discuss while choking and breathing fire, they don't know yet. You could just send money to thecrypto6.com if you want, but there's no cause, no fundraiser, no mission, just two people torturing themselves for other people's amusement. Who will go for the milk first, Aria or Conan?
There's got to be a betting line on that somewhere.
Join us for Freer Talk Live, October 19th at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it at video.freetalklive.com. Again, that's on the 19th, right after Free Talk Live.
Who you got, Captain?
I think Conan will reach for the milk first.
Okay.
I do too. Arya's pretty hardcore when it comes to the spicy peppers.
I don't know
Conan well enough.
That's kind of where I'm at too. I know Conan well enough, but I feel like Arya's got more of a competitive spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I think that she's just got a little bit more fight in her. Okay. Maybe I don't. You know.
Well, I guess
she'll
we'll
pass
out
and hit the deck before she goes for that milk jug.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Well, I guess we're going to find out on Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, the 19th. All right, so we've been talking, we've kind of segued into many things, but we're still talking about this U.S. Deputy Secretary, Treasury Deputy Secretary, basically blackmailing folks, saying that... Yeah, the only way we're going to get out of this goods shortage is to get everybody vaccinated. Adeyemo, the guy who's been interviewed in this article, he did the Biden cabinet no favors by adding fuel to the conspiratorial fire, explaining the primary reason Biden continued to push for everyone to be vaccinated was that only then could the White House, quote, provide resources the American people need to make it to the other side. Unquote.
That doesn't even make sense.
Of the supply chain problem.
Have you read a Biden quote that does?
That's a good point.
So basically they're saying that the government can't provide the resources American people need to get to the other side of the COVID pandemic.
Biden doesn't even know how the vaccine works.
I don't think
he Biden, doesn't know how anything works.
I don't think Biden knows how politics works. The guy is the most incoherent babbling baboon that has ever had, the disgrace of being, I don't know. So,
to his credit, 50 years in politics would, be evidentiary otherwise. He knows how that works.
Yeah, it's tough road to hoe being a career criminal.
Yeah.
Karma.
Despite blaming the international shipping industry for empty shelves in the U.S., the media establishment has acknowledged that the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, which together process 40% of the nation's imports, had their busiest years on record last year, giving the lie to the notion that,
just read the words.
Yeah, giving the lie to the notion that the products missing from American shelves simply don't exist. However, many truckers working for shipping companies have balked at the idea of mandatory vaccination, leaving their firms' fleets woefully understaffed. And others have gone on strike to demand better working conditions.
I think that was another thing in the fee article was the truckers, like California banned independent truckers.
They did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
no owner operators. You have to work for a company.
Right.
And owner operators are like the majority of how things get shipped around the country.
Right.
It's like that meme with the guy riding the bike and he like sticks the stick in between the spigots and he's like, oh, the unvaccinated people did this to me.
Right. And just as a side note, I really hate writers that don't attempt to read their own writing before writing it.
Yeah, that was a confusing sentence that you just read earlier.
The Biden administration has attempted to address the supply chain problem by calling for the Port of Los Angeles to run 24 hours. But while he praised his own promised move as a game changer, the executive director of the port has made it clear that there is no timetable in place for the promised scheduled shift. Meanwhile, Biden's cabinet has come across as woefully out of touch. Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
An old, senile, babbling idiot?
In cognitive decline, I think is what the...
Cognitive decline. I'm putting it politely.
Yeah.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, for example, poo-pooed the issue of empty shelves as a high-class problem earlier this week, eliciting criticism from both left and right.
Yeah, because only rich people need food.
Right.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I don't know if that's how you...
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Booty gigs. Booty pants, whatever he's got going on, has been quietly vacationing on paternity leave since mid-August, leaving the country without even a semblance of logistical oversight as the cargo clog shows no signs of dissipating. Because they care. Politicians care. Government people care.
I mean, I'm kind of okay with him putting his family first as a human being.
When your job is to do things and there's a crisis, you generally, you know, most people I know in the places I work, if they're on vacation, they cut their vacation short.
Yeah, I know.
They come and take care of business.
Yeah.
Because they're incentivized to do so.
If they're incentivized to do so.
Except politicians are not.
But I'm also I'm a big proponent of families, and I think family comes first.
Well, okay, was this guy doing anything before,
you could go babysit
though?
His family while he comes and does his freaking job.
If he wanted me to. Like, that kind of defeats the purpose. I should just go do his job.
Was he doing his job before he was on paternity leave? I mean, like, let's be real here. Probably not.
No.
So does it matter if he's on vacation or not?
Even better reason to stay on vacation. Take care of your family.
Yeah,
well, then why should he be getting paid at all?
What, for paternity leave?
No, I mean, for if he's not doing the job that he's supposed to be doing and getting paid for it, then his job shouldn't exist. That's how it works everywhere else except in government. So
yeah, I mean, you could ask that question about any government official.
Yes.
In any capacity.
Well, I mean,
elected or otherwise.
They already stole all this money from us, so they might as well, you know, they have to put it somewhere, right? So pay all these salaries, I suppose.
They could just give it back.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But it'll never happen. Live in the now. It'll never happen. Labor shortages are being felt far beyond the U.S., though often for similar reasons. In Italy, thousands of protesters turned out to block cargo ships from unloading their bounty earlier this week. Why would you do that?
Are they unvaccinated protesters? Is that why? You got to get vaxxed so the vaccinated protesters will leave.
The demonstrators were outraged over the country's adoption of mandatory vax-to-work policy, similar to that threatened by the Biden administration.
Oh, there you go.
And the UK government has begged lorry drivers to return to work. Those are cabs. to return to work.
They only pick up passengers named Lori.
Even luring foreign drivers in with temporary visas as the country frets over its empty shelves issues. So, in the UK, they can't find enough cab drivers because they're all PO'd about the vaccination mandates, and so
they call them Pakistan.
The government,
send your best.
Yeah, the government's they're calling in scabs, basically, right? You know, for lack of a better term, to come in and take over the vacant cabbies' routes.
They're taking our jobs.
No, the government's literally giving them away.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's funny.
Our germs. 603-283-6160. Have you had enough? Is it time for you to stand up? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com.
That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I have to say that I've been corrected.
Uh-oh.
I have my English terminology improper. Apparently. I know certain English terminology like boot doesn't refer to a thing on your foot. It refers to the trunk of your car.
What about chips?
In England, it's called the car boot, not the car trunk. You don't hide the dead body in the trunk. You hide the body in the boot.
What do you do with the boots of the dead body?
I don't know. Where do you put the boots? We have Tom calling, or I'm sorry, Rob calling from Missouri. And Rob, you had a correction to make for me.
Yeah, hey guys.
Go ahead.
Hey, actually I was stationed in England for 3 years time ago.
Please tell us more.
The Air Force. And I appreciate your assessment of Biden, by the way. I think you're spot on. But yeah, the a lorry in England is actually a truck.
It's not a cab. I stand corrected.
Someone should tell those Brits how to speak English.
So,
and I just, like Richie Rich was contemplating that his Pakistan joke was ruined now. So, way to go, Rob. You've ruined his joke.
I did not mean to ruin the joke. Hey, it was a good joke while it lasted. In the front of a car is called a bonnet. How about that?
It is the bonnet and the boot.
Yes.
Aw, those Brits are silly.
How did they come up with that?
Well, you know. Us Yanks are pretty silly to them, too, so hey.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything else you want to talk about tonight, Rob?
Hey, no, I think you guys are doing a great job. I appreciate your, like I said, I think your assessment of of the president is pretty spot on. I appreciate your words of wisdom.
Hey, thanks for the call, and let's go, Brandon.
It's amazing, like when with the stage that they have set up for all the Biden things.
I don't want to overuse. Like, I really do enjoy the "Let's Go Brandon" thing.
It's funny.
It's almost a spontaneous meme, right? Like, nobody sat down and was like, "We want to make this a meme." It was a meme created out of circumstance, right?
Look, so you can't go around shouting "White Power," so you just change it up. Let's go Brandon.
What?
Just saying. It's a dog whistle. It's some kind.
I don't think it's synonymous with white power, though. You're making fun of Joe Biden.
Understood. But isn't it the white nationalists that are Trump supporters?
I don't know. Are NASCAR fans white nationalists?
Have you seen all the Confederate flags?
I don't follow NASCAR.
I think they're just rednecks, and in their defense, they probably don't even know like what happened in the Civil War, like any of it. So they just see the flag. I mean, they're like, my daddy had that flag, too.
I just love making fun of whoever the president happens to be.
Sure.
Right? So I have no preference. So that's why I don't want to, like, overuse the "Let's Go Brandon" bit, because, like, it is specific to one president. Now, to be fair, I have also made fun of the previous president, specifically fans of that president, and I've called them Trumpansies.
Nice.
And I still call them that because they still exist. And so, you know, I like to be an equal opportunity offender when it comes to these types of things. Obama was Obamer, right? You know?
Or Obummer?
Well, Obummer. No, Obamer, like he
bombed a lot of people.
He bombed a lot of people. And not that Trump didn't. Trump bombed a lot of people. Biden's bombing a lot of people.
They all do, and that's the point.
And so, yeah, there's no difference between the parties. You know, the only difference is, you know, which direction they point the gun of government, of course. So, yeah, there's that. But it's important that people realize that it's not the person who becomes the president that's the problem.
It's the office itself.
It's the chair. Yeah. It's having an organization where somebody wins a popularity contest of sorts.
But now it's worse because they don't even let the guy who wins the popularity contest inside the White House. Right? It's the stage outside for all the press events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it really bothers me, too, how many people treat politicians in the same way they treat, like, celebrities, like movie stars and that kind of a thing.
It's a popularity contest. Would you expect any different?
I do, because, well, you know, theoretically, supposed to be different. But I don't like putting people on a pedestal that are frickin' criminals. That do criminal things, that violate the NAP on a daily basis, on an institutional level, on a scale so vast that most individuals can't even comprehend it.
So you're okay with them taking down all those Civil War statues in the South?
I mean, you know, take down all the war statues.
Okay.
Right? You know, if you take down one, take them all down.
Fair enough.
All of them. Right? Every memorial, take them all down. Why? Glorify criminals. I mean, the organization type known as government is nothing but criminality. It's just institutionalized criminality. People falsely believe that it's there to do some good. I beg you to show me evidence of that, because if you can show me even a little piece of evidence that the organization type known as government has done a little bit of good, I will show you overwhelming evidence that it is the largest, most, and biggest criminal on planet Earth and has been since its inception.
And all of that stuff is public information, too, like MK Ultra, you know.
Right. So the government itself is capable of doing some good, but at such an exorbitant cost that it's then not worth it.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It certainly doesn't pass a cost-benefit analysis.
Not at all.
Not by any, like, it doesn't even come close, remotely close, like orders of magnitude away from, you know, passing a cost-benefit analysis.
But when they steal from someone and give it to someone else, right, that someone else is better off, marginally, but at what cost?
Right. At a huge cost.
Huge cost to everybody else.
Everybody else.
But the person who got the payout, right, they're going to support that system. Because now they're that much better off than they would have been without it.
Yeah. People get their undies in a bunch when I say that slavery wasn't abolished. It was just sort of spread out amongst the entire population. Because now everybody is basically a free-range slave. Slavery light, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, you get to make some decisions for yourself. You can kind of purchase property. But if you pay your property off, you still are on the hook for taxes. So the government is really your daddy. I mean, your landlord at that point. Because if you stop paying them, they're going to come and take your land away.
Yep.
As if they were the landlord. So you don't really own any property ever. And, you know, your rights are basically a set of temporary privileges. And they can just, you know, sort of arbitrarily take them away whenever the hell they want to, apparently.
They're supposed to go through the process, amendments and whatnot.
I don't know. The only process I've seen anybody go through recently when it comes to politicians is these mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's just, it's literally this. Here, I have a piece of paper. I have a pen. I'm going to write something down.
He has a paper and a pen.
I'm going to write, let's see. I am, I'm going to misspell it. I am, you know, I'll not misspell it. I am allowed to rob you. I am allowed to rob you. Right? This is my mandate. Right, holding it up to the camera. And this is effectively all they do.
Yeah.
They take, you know, maybe they do it on a computer and they print it, whatever. But they basically just write something down and go, this is my decree.
Yeah.
How is that any different from a king?
Okay.
And now with the emergency, you know, COVID mandates, they're like, oh, it's an emergency, so I get emergency privileges to just do whatever the heck they want.
So here's something you're not going to like. If you showed up to me with that mandate, right, and then proceeded to attempt to rob me, you would receive resistance.
I would.
And possibly some violence in defense of my right to not be robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you extend that out to state robbery, people are like, oh, no, we can't do that. It's got to be a peaceful solution. They're trying to rob you.
Well, that's what
they're already
do.
Being violent.
I mean, they're robbing every one of us every day, every time you pay a tax on something.
Understood. So where's the resistance?
Where is the resistance indeed? I mean, I think we're it. We are it. Here we are, being the resistance. This is it. We're us. New Hampshire is where the resistance is. I'm sure there are other people around the country and around the world that feel similarly and feel like they're part of the resistance as well. Our, you know, the thing that I would like to see is a whole bunch of us get together in one area and see if we can't, well, exit this thing.
They're going to come for your property. You're going to have to defend it against their encroachment.
That's right. Just as I would have to defend it against a gang.
Understood.
In a city somewhere, you know, that type of a thing. So, yeah, where is the resistance?
I don't think a lot of people are prepared for that level of confrontation.
Well, they better get prepared because we've seen this with closing empires, closing societies in history, that it gets worse before it gets better. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to freetalklive.com to catch the archives if you missed any part of this broadcast or any other show. Thanks for tuning in, and peace.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.